I guess if you're there tonight, it's not just because you like stories. It's because you're all lovers of the end of the world. And you might perhaps would like to know where it is. It's kind of the first question I asked my mother and father when I was a child. Some people ask, is God exist? What is the meaning of life or money? But I wanted to know, is there an end to this world? Is there the end of the world or the end of the earth? In French, au bout du monde means both, earth and world. But for tonight, we'll say the end of the world. One day, I met a Turkish guy. He was playing an instrument a bit like this one. He was singing and he was having dervishes, Sufi dervishes to wheel. And it was so fascinating. I was seeing this thing turning around and I thought, there's no end to that. So he must know something about it. So I asked him, do you know where is the end of the world? He looked at me and said, of course. Of course, it's in my house in Istanbul. Istanbul, you have the Bosphorus, separates Occident and Orient. Bosphorus is the end of the world for the Orientals and the end of the world for the Occidentals. You come to me, you have two end of the world for the price of one. He wrote me his address on a little piece of paper and off he went. And I kept that piece of paper like the most precious thing in my hand. It was burning my hand and my heart. And one day I had enough money and wiseness perhaps to go to Istanbul. And when I arrived, I did like all the tourists, you know, the Blue Mosque, Saint Sophie, the bazaar, Atatürk's palace and all that. But after 3 days, this paper was burning to my hand. I want to go to Orient, to the other side of the Bosphorus. And there was a boat, and I crossed. And when I arrived, it was market day. My first Oriental market. Beautiful colors, faces, sounds. And everywhere I was going, I was showing the little paper with the name and the address, and everybody was very concerned. Yes, yes, of course, we know. Ask him, ask him, ask him. And we're going from one place to another until I was in front of a car. And the driver said, yes, I'll take you. Come, come, come. So I sat with him, and then he shouted the address very loud. You know what? It interested a lot of the other people to come with me. About 10 people jumped and get into the car. It's called a collective taxi. And I paid for everybody. And he dropped me in front of the door. I knocked at the door. And when my friend opened, he was not surprised to see me. No fax, no telephone, no mobile phone, nothing at that time. But it's like if for him, time does not exist. Hello, Abby. Welcome. Enter, have a cup of tea. And then he said to me, I invite you tonight. I have a dinner. I think you'll be interested. The very night, big, flat, at the ground of a building, men, women, no foreigners, no children. Everybody very elegant. And there was a huge table with a lot of food, but nobody touched anything. It was like if we were waiting for something to happen. I was the only Occidental, so I took a little stool and I went into the corner, you know, to be discreet and just look at everything, enjoy. And then suddenly, women and men parted and they closed a partition between the room. And all the men, in one go, they turned towards me. They took off their jacket. They looked at me in the eyes and they started. Abby! And they kneeled at my feet and prostrated in front of me and then up again, three times. Abby! Prostrated and then up again. And then they put back the jacket, open the partition, men and women start to speak, and the atmosphere is very jolly, and they start to eat food, and the party is going on, and I, in my corner, petrified. And when my friend comes and says, Abby, there's a problem, why don't you come and enjoy? I said, come on, you must explain me. What did I do? Nobody knows me here. I was sitting in the corner and suddenly all the men turned to me and started to chant my name. and prostrated in front of me. He looked at me and said, "What? We chanted your name? Abby? Oh, Abby. Abby! Abby! Hey, come on, little Occidental. So you think the world will always turn around you, huh? Of course, of course. You're always the center of everything. My poor friend, it just happened that Abi in our language means the name of God. And you were just in the middle of the way between here and La Mecca. That's all. And you know, people always think we have artist name. Abi, people think, you know. They think he invented it. And then one day you realize that your name means God in Arabic. It also means son in Hebrew. Later, I realized it was meaning for my friend in Turkish. And in Africa, it's the name you give to a woman who had twins. And you know, my name, my mother invented it to me when I was born to give me a very strong Viking identity. It's a success.